culture, agendas, and stereotypical thinking declares there's more than two genders, but the Bible says otherwise, and so does Sue Bolin. Now, on Probe.
How do you see the variations of gender in people? Many people automatically think of a single spectrum with masculinity on one end and femininity on the other. I don't think that's the way it works. Consider the very first thing we encounter about gender in the creation account of Genesis 1. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Just two genders. No matter how many choices of made-up genders that Facebook used to offer. This week, we'll be walking through a way of looking at gender that I believe faithfully reflects what God has revealed in his word about his design for us as human beings. Instead of a single spectrum with male and masculinity on one end and female and femininity on the other, I suggest there are two separate spectrums. A masculinity spectrum and a femininity spectrum. God makes delightful variations in girls and women, and equally delightful variations in boys and men, all of us made in his image and created for his glory. I suggest that God chooses where on each gender spectrum a baby comes into the world. It's our starting point, but as we mature, we can embrace and grow in the other characteristics of masculinity or femininity. We can take up more bandwidth and become a more fully rounded man or woman. One end of the masculinity spectrum, I suggest, are the rough and tumble boys who are constantly moving, playing sports, making noise, getting dirty, and can be emotionally clueless. On the other end of the spectrum are the sensitive, artistic, creative boys, and there's everything in between. On the femininity spectrum, we see girly girls on one end who love frilly clothes, playing with their doll babies, and in American culture are drawn to pink and purple and sparkly. On the other end are the tomboy jockettes who are often gifted athletes and natural leaders. They hate girly clothes. And, as with their brothers, there's everything in between. This week, we'll explore these different gender spectrums and hopefully gain a fuller understanding of the goodness of God's creation, just the way he makes each one of us.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Sue Bolin. It's time to get a real view about gender, so get your free copy of Sue's transcript, Two Genders, Two Spectrums, at probe.org. And join us next time here on Probe.
This week, we're exploring the idea that gender as God's good creation is only male and female. I suggest that there are two separate gender spectrums, one for the various expressions of masculinity and a second one for the different characteristics of femininity. God shapes some baby boys as rough and tumble. They're often considered classically all boy. They're constantly moving. Ask boys to walk from point A to point B, and they may well zigzag their way across the room. They often have an affinity for fighting and weapons. One mama, who said no toy guns in her home, found her young son nibbling his toast into the shape of a pistol, which he pointed at his brother and made shooting sound effects. These rough-and-tumble boys are often emotionally clueless. They tend to enjoy roughhousing with their daddies and with other boys. They will chest bump and jostle each other in their male way of expressing friendship and affection. And these boys are drawn to contact sports, especially anything with balls. God delights to make other boys, though far fewer of them, as sensitive, artistic, and creative. They're often gifted in the performing and visual arts, music, drama, dance, and design. They tend to experience life through a magnifying lens attached to their soul. Everything is bigger, louder, and more vibrant. They can experience negative communications as more critical than they actually are. A parent's frown may feel as devastating as a spanking. They constantly scan their environment, sensing when others around them are upset. My husband can spot these sensitive boys at age 2 in the church nursery. He has seen boys drop whatever toy they had and go over to another toddler asking, "You okay? It's okay." Many of them don't care for sports, especially contact sports. Often they lack the eye-hand coordination needed for sports that utilize game equipment. They can do better at sports that scratch their competitive itch, where they're reacting against the clock, like cross-country running. And of course, there are boys and men everywhere in between as well. Tomorrow, we'll go a little deeper with this masculinity spectrum. This week, we're exploring my suggestion that as God created two genders of male and female, there are also two separate gender spectrums, one for the various expressions of masculinity and a second one for the different characteristics of femininity. Since sensitive boys are in the minority, they often get bullied by the rough and tumbles or boys in the middle of the spectrum, and they can easily feel like they don't fit, they don't belong. They feel different from an early age. These are the ones who are vulnerable to spiritual attacks of being labeled gay and other ugly words. In recent years, as sensitive, artistic, and creative boys feel the pain of not fitting in, they're now being encouraged to label themselves as transgender. It used to be they would think, I don't fit in the world of boys. There's something wrong with me. Now they're being encouraged to think, I don't fit in the world of boys because I'm really a girl. Or life would be better and easier if I became a girl, which, of course, is impossible. Then, if they accept these false labels and they practice seeing themselves that way, they can literally think themselves into a gay or trans identity. But it doesn't have to be that way. Scripture tells us to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. All of us need to derive our identity from who God says we are. Thinking of the masculinity spectrum, I like to ask, where would you put Jesus? I think he embodies the entire spectrum all at once. He was the best of rough and tumble men, strong and physically active. He started out as a carpenter or handyman, and men were drawn to him. Was he artistic? Have you ever seen a sunrise or a sunset? Jesus paints the sky with glorious colors. Was he creative? Scripture tells us he was the creator of the universe. I've observed over years that as boys and men grow spiritually, they start taking up more bandwidth on the masculinity spectrum as they become more well-rounded. Rough and tumbles learn to listen and show compassion, and sensitives stretch out their comfort zone to take more initiative and reject passivity. The next 2 days, we'll look at the femininity spectrum. This week, we're exploring my suggestion that as God created two genders of male and female, there are also two separate gender spectrums, one for the various expressions of masculinity and a second one for the different characteristics of femininity. On the one end of the femininity spectrum are the girly girls who come into the world wanting a pink receiving blanket and one of those headbands with a big puffy flower on their little bald head. They can't wait till their fingernails and toenails are big enough for mommy to paint. In American culture, they often gravitate toward pink and purple and silver glitter. They cuddle baby dolls and stuffed animals. It's easy to define feminine as girly girls, but God loves and creates another kind of femininity. He delights to make some girls tomboy jockettes. They have no interest in frilly clothes or makeup. They don't care for skirts or dresses, and in fact, will often push back when required to wear girl clothes. For them, comfort is everything. You can find them outside, climbing trees, shooting hoops, and perfecting their spirals. Some mechanically inclined girls want to help their dads work on cars and lawnmowers. They tend to have no patience for girl-to-girl activities. Girl drama drives them crazy. Barbie's stupid, and who wants to play house? Nobody wins. Many times, they're gifted athletes and often natural leaders. Like sensitive boys, tomboys are outnumbered by girly girls and those in the middle of the femininity spectrum. Being the minority, they're often bullied. They're judged and ostracized for not being like the other girls. Sensitive boys and tomboy girls can get the message loud and clear that they don't have what it takes to be a good boy or girl. They can conclude wrongly that they don't belong in the world of boys or girls. They burn with the shame of being other than, different. But God makes every person, male or female, on purpose for His glory. They do belong in the world of boys or girls, of men and women. Tomorrow we'll conclude this discussion of the two gender spectrums with some observations about how girls can grow in their femininity no matter where on the spectrum they start. This week we're exploring my suggestion that as God created two genders of male and female, there are also two separate gender spectrums. As girls grow spiritually, becoming more like Jesus, they can take up more bandwidth on the spectrum and become a more well-rounded expression of femininity. Girly girls can put down their mirrors and selfies and become prayer warriors and first responders. They can become shepherds, more concerned about other people than themselves. Tomboys can embrace the softer, more nurturing side of femininity. These girls often want to fight and defend those needing protection. They need to be introduced to spiritual warfare. Whether as a princess warrior or a warrior princess, the kingdom needs all girls and women to be fully engaged in fighting evil. Many of the gender issues today are about stereotypes. People want to stick everybody in either a blue box or a pink box. But what if a boy thinks blue and brown are boring, and he loves pink and purple? Does it mean he's gay? No. Jesus loves pink and purple. Have you ever seen a sunrise? What if he doesn't want to play tackle football? What if he'd rather sit and try to draw out another kid's thoughts and feelings? Does it mean he's gay? No. It may be a junior counselor in the making who's also going to be a fantastic daddy. What if a girl thinks it's just wrong that she has to stay inside and learn to make gravy because grandma says that's what girls do, when there's a broken carburetor outside she's itching to get her hands on? What if she's an amazing softball player? Does it mean she's a lesbian? No, it means she's a gifted mechanic or athlete. Let's forget the blue and pink boxes and just open the gift box that is each child and find out how God packed the gifts and interests inside. Let's celebrate God's good design of each child in His image and affirm them as the child they are, even if they don't conform to stereotypes. Can you imagine how freeing it would be to celebrate the full spectrum of masculinity and femininity and teach kids to appreciate and celebrate it in each other?